Good morning, everyone. Today is the 5th of October, 2018, and we often refer to this Daily Light, which is a compilation of King James Version scriptures, a daily devotional, which I like because it doesn't have a lot of commentary, it's just scripture. Good morning, Eric Pickett. Glad to see you this morning. Lee Rogers and Alan Taylor, welcome aboard. Happy Thursday. So I'm reading from the Daily Light, which is a compilation of King James Version only scriptures. Welcome aboard, Thomas, Timothy. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy. Newton Morgan. Praise the Lord. Let us arise and go up to Bethel, Jacob said to his household. I will make thee an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow, then called I on the name of the Lord. Those scriptures were taken from Psalm 50:15, Psalm 42:11, Psalm 10:17, Psalm 86:5, Genesis 35:2-3, Psalm 103:2, and Psalm 116:1-4. Well, today is Friday, and when I was still working, good morning, Linda Freeman, welcome aboard. When I was still working, we all had this little saying we used, TGIF, right? Thank God it's Friday. Good morning, all of John Francis. Well, why were we so thankful that it was Friday? Well, we were wore out from the work week. We were ready for a couple days of rest, but weren't we? Well, when we travail with this life, the life's problems that we have to go through on a daily basis, whether it be health issues, financial issues, maybe friends and relative issues, relationship issues, whatever it is, sometimes we need a rest. Jesus Christ himself, while he walked on this earth, got away from the crowds and went up into the mountains to pray, didn't he? To commune with God. There's nothing like having fellowship with the Lord. There's nothing like being close to him. Best times of our lives are times when we can pour out our heart to God and make our petitions known to him. And he hears us. You know? We're not just praying out of a ritual. We're not just like the Roman Catholics doing the Holy Rosary with some beads. We're communing with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're communing with our best friend. He's our brother. He's our master. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. Well, I want to read a couple things. I want to read a couple things out of this Poems for Edification, Volume 3. And then I also want to read, if I can find it, just add it. I want to read a couple poems out. This is the first volume that I wrote in the poems thing. First one I want to do out of this one is entitled, All the Elect Are Like Peter. Sometimes we don't want to admit like Peter, but I openly will admit I've failed my Lord many times. I've denied him a lot more than three times in word and in thought and in deed. But the great thing about Christ is he forgives. Isn't that wonderful? He forgives. All the elect are like Peter. Peter denied his Lord three times and swore he never knew him. But Peter had been chosen before time began. Satan has desired to sift you and you will turn away. But I prayed for you, Peter, and you will be okay. Full of fear and anger, Peter denied he knew the Son of God. How many times have we denied him too? Satan has desired to sift us as well. But if Christ has prayed for us, we will never suffer hell. All we like sheep have gone astray, turning everyone to his own way. But the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So if the Father has given us to his Son, when asked by Christ, "Lovest thou me?" our answer can only be, "Because thou hast prayed for me." Our only hope is in the work of Christ, not because we've done anything nice. That's certainly been my experience. Now, the next one is entitled, Daily Trials Will Soon Cease. Daily trials will soon cease when we reach our eternal rest, when this world shall pass away and we're no longer in distress. With all the pain and suffering that we must endure, and in the arms of our Heavenly Father, will bring boundless joy, I am sure. Daily trials will soon cease when we go home to be with Him who gave Himself a ransom and died for His people's sins. No more daily trials to plague and give us grief. We have reached eternal glory and the place of eternal relief. Daily trials will soon cease when my soul will take its flight, never again to be awakened in the middle of the night. With this pain plaguing my body and the test of this cursed earth, I praise the King of Kings for giving me new birth. Daily trials will soon cease and I won't remember the past, for my tears will be wiped away, never again to last. Eternal joy will be my portion as I rest within His arms. Daily trials are now over, I can now see His charms. There is more power with God than is with Satan. This is the last one I'm going to read in this book. There's more power with God than is with Satan. There's more power with God than is with Satan. We're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the universe, Jesus is captain and we are His bride. There's nothing to fear, for Jesus is near, whatever the conflict may be. With Christ as our King, we most certainly know that He has won the victory. There's more power with God than will be with the devil. Lord, open our eyes to see. The mountains around with chariots abound. We're trusting alone in Thee. The devil may boast and marshal his hosts and fight in the battle array, but with Christ as the King, He victory will bring. We're certain He's won the day. Well, I'm going to just do a couple poems out of this first little booklet that I did, and I like this poem. It's called Satisfaction, or Satisfied. Satisfaction comes from knowing within my heart and mind there's an inner peace aglowing, and in Christ I can find a refuge for the soul when life is tough to take. Christ tells us in His Word, I will never thee forsake. Oh, the joy and peace it gives me when I rest in what He said, believing that He is living, having raised up from the dead. Christ, the King of glory, is seated on His royal throne, and He intercedes for me when in my spirit I can only groan. Lord, show mercy to this floundering heart once more, I pray, so at sunrise, noon, or evening I may in Thy presence stay. May Your grace so envelop everything I say and do that the world will have no question that I am Your child, too. Let the tribulations I go through be a witness of Your grace. May my enemies not overtake me. Let their curses be erased. May Your power, love, and purpose be demonstrated in my life. May I find satisfaction in the midst of all this strife. When I draw my last breath and am taken home to be with You, may my passing over be of satisfaction too. I'll be satisfied in knowing, even though it's been a test, that I am now transcending into Your perfect rest. I'm looking for that day when we are ultimately completely satisfied. Well, the last one I want to do is the last one I want to do is called The Gift of Salvation. The Gift of Salvation. The Bible is not just another book. It is God-breathed, the living Word of God. In it can be found the words of eternal life. Whether we believe them or not is the question at hand. The Bible says we are born and conceived in sin. And all men died spiritually in Adam. And all who are made alive in Christ. What does it mean to be made alive in Christ? The Bible does not say that faith, belief, or repentance saves you. It does say that Jesus came to save His people from their sins. And it does say that all the Father hath given Him, all that the Father hath given Him will come to Him. And all that come to Him, He will in no wise cast out. The Bible says the Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. Christ also says you must be born again. So the Bible says that the first thing that must happen to a sinner is that he must be born again, and then the sinner will receive faith to believe that Christ died for his or her sins and confess that they are a sinner. And trust in the completed work of Christ on the cross as a perfect sacrifice for their sins. When this happens, the sinner becomes a new creature in Christ. He or she is no longer under condemnation, and they have received forgiveness on the merits of God's gift to them. And he or she was foreknown, predestinated, called, justified, and glorified. May the good Lord be with you today. It's my prayer in a special way. Happy Friday. God bless.